Paul Lawler says his background as an accountant would bring more financial efficiency.
Downtown Parking Advisory Committee recognized that the city's parking marketing money wasn't being used well and proposed that that be transferred to WDI and DBA. They created the Bring It Downtown campaign, which you've all seen, and so it's much more impact for an existing expenditure than what we had before, and that's the kind of efficiency we need.
Frank Madonna says his main focus would be on economic development.
The other thing that I'm interested in is districts, and that seems to be a dirty word. But I believe that districts are important. There's a greater appreciation of neighborhood needs when we are in districts. In the eastern part of the city, people feel that they don't have any representation at all. This area represents a significant amount of tax base. I would think they'd be better served if they had someone representing them.
John Presswood wants passenger rail to connect Wilmington to Raleigh and Charlotte, and he wants commuter rail in the city. Outside of transportation, Presswood's big idea is opening an innovation building.
There's a lot of small innovation going on, and that's great. There's a lot of incubators around town. I just want one central building, high-speed internet, gigabyte service to provide it to that building. I want it to be upfitted.
Alvin Rogers says his main focus would be traffic control, better streets, and looking out for neighborhoods. He's particularly concerned with the intersection at Oleander and College Road.
When they started widening Kerr Avenue to 5 lane, it's going to come down eventually to Oleander Drive and dump more traffic. And if they do two roads at the same time, College and Kerr together, they can solve both roads problem with one money, and it would solve the problem for as long as I'm around.
Neil Anderson says he's running for re-election to follow through on projects he started.
One would be to, a couple times a year, take the council meetings out to the residents in their parts of town so they don't have to venture down here, especially elderly people, other people that don't have transportation. Two, bring in a consultant to work with the police force to improve customer service, whether it be a routine traffic stop or a highly charged criminal arrest.
Hollis Briggs Jr. wants to create more opportunities for youth recreation and help nonviolent offenders find work.
You know, if you don't have trash service and there's trash on the side of the road, it stays there for weeks and weeks at a time. And we're a tourist city, so we would like to see that trash removed. I'd like to see us create some gentlemen that maybe have some nonviolent offenders and have a trash crew to go by and pick up the trash at residents that don't have water service, so we can make our city better.
Incumbent Margaret Haynes says her first unique idea, removing runoff voting from the city election process, now saves the city $80,000 every other year.
And now I'm working on potential new legislation about drones over private property, which seems to be a problem in some of the neighborhoods. So that's the next thing I'm working on right now.
Deb Hayes served on the steering committee for the comprehensive plan, and she says following through on that is her focus.
It is our game plan, our roadmap to move forward to revise our land development code, to bring in new jobs, to refocus on crime, and to clean up our city overall.
Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.